Welcome to the Feral Gaming Podcast, where we were four. Now we're back to three. Guess why? I've done it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I fucking love podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling the police.
Fuck me in the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
My vagina got me.
Fuck yeah. I have a massive penis.
I'm just going to edit it. I don't care. I fucked it up again. I'm not you.
Also, mute the Facebook so that you don't get the dings.
What is
my Facebook ding?
Won't ding.
No. Ah! No, it shouldn't ding. It won't ding anymore because
it's only mumble noises.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Fuck.
Yeah, boy.
Are we having that as the intro?
I hope so.
I mean, it really represents the quality.
I don't... I'm going to see how the silence sounds.
It was
I
a very long silence. I wasn't sure if you wanted an answer.
That's always the thing with Wes. The podcast, I'm like, what do I say?
I remembered as well. You even told me, and I remembered, and I had the thing open. I had it open, and I was just staring at it, at this big red mute button. Like, yeah, this is fine.
Oh, man. You are the spiciest of all hosts.
Welcome to episode The Day I Lost My Virginity.
Oh.
In.
Wait, what?
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 Story time?
Story time.
What? No! No! You're not getting any story off of me. My name is Dan, also known as the Ultimate Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Oh! Goddy!
And today, I'm getting worse at this. Only meant to be getting better with practice. Today I'm here with...
Hello? One,
not three, two people. You know, I really hoped last week that we'd have everyone together, and I thought we'd finally linked us four, you know, completed the Triforce. And
boy, were you wrong!
I could... And Doug vanished again. I had a go at him as well last night, and all I got was basically, sorry, I've got a social life.
Oof.
You know.
Why ain't you lucky we don't?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know. Anyway, how's it going, guys? How are you all doing?
Fantastic.
That's wonderful than about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, starting this podcast always is very draining for me.
Feeling. The fact that you have to talk.
Yeah, it's just too much. I'd rather just be curled up like a burrito in my bed.
I mean, you're doing that one on the podcast.
I am. I am doing it right now. Don't worry.
You're making a fort.
I am.
You're actually hidden under the bed.
I'm not... Yes, sure. We'll go...
I love making fours. I remember when I went to Jess's for the first time after we were sitting at hers. I think I was staying with her for a few days. And she just decided to make a fort. She wanted to, like, set up a TV in a fort. And that's when I realised that she was only 12. Wait, what? What?
I know Vera keeps on, like, suggesting making a fort. Like a
pillow fort.
Yeah, I think it's just a female thing.
Yeah, no, it definitely is.
They do like their pillows.
Yeah, they just have, like, the covers over something and just having a load of bedding inside. That's all they want. With the TV, of course. That's all they ever need.
Not even the TV plugged in. Just hugging it.
I was going to say hugging the pillow. I prefer to just straddle mine.
Are we still talking about the same thing?
What? Intro. Where are we? This is awkward. What we played this week, guys? Tell you what I haven't been playing. That's Sea of Thieves.
Oh, Sea of Thieves. Fucking F. Fucking rip.
Let's talk about
the game that we haven't played. Any of us haven't played.
Oh, man. To be fair, I have got so much shit that I could say about that bollocks. Like, just... I'm lost for words.
I've got so much to say.
It's like, I don't know where to begin with it, because the game, okay, I have to admit, right, the water made my nipples erect.
Oh, to do, yeah.
Like, all my days, I saw a stream of it, and when the storms came up and the water was going apeshit, and then the water turns black and you get attacked by a kraken randomly and all that shit. But then you've played the game.
Yeah, the game looks very good, like visually. It was really nice, like technical.
For a cartoon design.
Yeah. Did well.
Well, I mean, it's not like cartoon because it's bad. It's obviously cartoon by choice.
Yeah.
But like, it does look very good.
It's odd as well, because I'm pretty sure it's done on the Unreal Engine, which normally I didn't think was very good at those kind of cartoony.
No, it's really no. It
Fortnite's
does well with
on
that.
The Unreal Engine, isn't it?
It's and, nothing to do with like the quality, like what the style is. Like it's just models. The models are really like high res textures.
Right, like,
obviously
I
they're
see.
Cartoon, but they're still high res.
Okay, right, fair enough.
Really I know smooth and stuff.
They were talking about I think Borderlands 3 and how that was on the Unreal Engine, and they were talking about how because of its design. It was going to be really difficult to make on it, but I didn't look into it that much.
Mm.
Yeah, Dan, you were saying about how we can kind of get a 2-week trial on Sea of Thieves with this, with like some kind of Xbox, call it Xbox Now.
Yeah, it's called like Xbox Game Pass or something. It's always been on Xbox, but it's just come to PC, and there's like just a bunch of games on it.
I might give it a go, to be honest. I might even have a little look at the games.
Yeah. Well, if we all do it at the same time, we can start off straight
with
some
caveat is you have to open the Windows Store.
Oh, no.
Oh.
The most dangerous thing to do on a computer.
It's only purchasable on the Windows Store, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's this fucking whatever. I find that really odd, but Rare is a dying company and probably has been ever since Banjo-Kazooie. Whatever fucking games they made. Donkey Kong 64.
Made some classics, but more recent ones.
So I'm interested to see how it plays, because Windows Store apps generally have quite shit performance. I think they have fixed that.
Yeah, I've never noticed... well, I say noticed. I haven't read anything. Like,
yeah,
any
I've
problems.
Heard it runs pretty well, so...
It's just the game came out at midnight, and
I think
then
the servers are fucked.
Yeah, by 6 o'clock, because in my WhatsApp chat, I've got with some friends. A few of them have it. I think about four of them have got the game. One guy went to the gym or something. Like he went to work and went to the gym, came back, and then the servers were down, not letting any new players on. Whereas my other friends, who I think had like the days off work, were playing it. So I don't know if it's to do with server traffic or just a server overload. Like, I feel like you should know. The whole point is you were meant to be doing an open beta stress test, like, free.
Yeah, but most of those open beta stress test things now are literally just, like, PR gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very, very rarely actually useful for, like... I mean, I guess it's good for server loads, but, I mean, I didn't even know the beta was going on until the last day. So it's not very accurate.
To be fair, it's all about knowing how much money you're going to be spending on it. Because, obviously, day one traffic, boom, lots of fucking traffic, tons of people coming in. But after that, after day one, out, like coming to day two, three, four, people are going to start stop coming. They're going to stop coming on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they don't really want to spend the money for just day one, because...
I mean, I thought most successful game companies these days are use scalable servers. Like, it's all done, like, on Amazon servers and, like, Azure servers and shit that just scale to the load.
The thing is, this is rare. This Still is the first time they've ever done anything like this.
I guess, but they're working quite close to Microsoft, aren't they?
Very close, yeah.
Yeah, so they would be using Microsoft's Azure servers shortly, so... Yeah, I don't know. It must have been something important to them.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's just a PR thing to get people to play. But I don't think they should have made it so you can play for so long because of the lack of content in that game.
I mean, I'm reading an article right now of, like, progress. Like, Forbes or whatever, they've reviewed it after it's been out. And they're basically saying it's not even 10% of a game.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're basically saying enemy variety is non-existent, islands are completely lifeless, and the quests are boring and dull.
The thing that really... I'll use the word upset me because I really wanted to like this game and I wanted to get it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely the same, yeah.
This lack of character progression is the thing that really kills it for me. With next to no incentive to upgrade your character or anything other than cosmetically to do the missions. Like, come on, man, give me a fucking talent tree. You know what I mean? Some sort of talent tree where I can maybe turn my bow ever so slightly quicker, where I can pull my sail down quicker. You know, give me a weapon after doing 10 missions or something that deals a little bit more damage, you know, that's got like a jewel on it. You know what I mean? It's such simple things they could do to make this game amazing that they have decided to leave out. For whatever reason, I don't know why. They're making this open world, almost sandbox RPG thing where your character is just your character. There's no reason to do anything on it. That really pisses me off a lot.
Yeah. I do love character progression in a game, like anything. Similar to that.
Doesn't have to be like so you could do so much. Like, you could literally have like kind of like how Vermintide has done, which we'll get into how it you can openly pick your talents almost at, you know, you could do it as some kind of safe island, pick, you know, be able to choose your talents or whatever. And then have, like, characters that are good at different things, you know? So one character could be a rower, be, like, focusing on the boat. One could be, like, a kind of combat thing that you could change at will, you know? And you'd unlock it as you did missions. Or even kind of like you have more talents, the more gold that you earn, that you currently have on your boat, and you lose the talents if you lose the gold. You know, like... You know, I'm not going to say that it'll work, but there's so much shit they could have done.
Yeah, definitely. It basically just describes a skeleton of a game.
It could be so much better. It really could.
Especially for the price.
But then this, it's a AAA title. Holy shit. But then it's kind of, is the game bad or was there just too much hype for it?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad
the game's bad.
It's just they made bad choices. That's all they've just put enough effort into it. It's a good game. But it's a good concept for a game. And it's done well. Just not complete well. 10% of the game, like they said in the fucking thing. They needed more time on this.
Definitely, yeah. Well,
more
I've got...
people, more time, something.
I've got next Monday off, because I have Sunday and Monday off, so I might download it on Sunday if you guys are up for it and giving it a go.
Can do, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
When I'm back from work. Well, on from that shit of a game.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, for £20 or whatever, I'd pick it up, you know. even 30, I might stoop if, like, everyone had it kind of thing, but not 50, man. I've got a porn subscription to deal with. Okay. Anyway, let's actually go on to what the fuck we played this week. Dan, you go first, man.
I've not played much, except for...
Fantastic. Okay, Carl, your turn.
PUBG on mobile, or like a PUBG clone. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah,
it's like a Chinese ripoff. But PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is actually out on mobile for Canada and Australia, I think. It's coming up slowly.
I saw it. It did get advertised on my YouTube, and I think it's available for me to download.
It's on the Play Store, but it just says it won't be compatible with your device.
Oh.
It's Australia and Canada at the moment.
I very briefly scrolled through a review of it, saying that it's odd.
It's very laggy.
Oh, really?
I've heard, depending on what device you're using, even like a top-range device like a Galaxy SE, it's somewhat shitty. But it's strange, because I've been playing like a Chinese clone, I can't remember what it's called, Rules of Survival, maybe, I think.
Nice.
And that runs pretty well.
Yeah?
And it has controller support, so what I've been doing is I've been plugging in my my shield controller thing, and I've been using that, and I've been shitting on people.
Oh, really? Wow.
Because obviously they're using touchscreen controls, and I'm literally using a controller.
So it has a USB-C? That controller?
I have an NVIDIA Shield tablet, and it has a NVIDIA's own controller as well, which just connects through Wi-Fi, I think.
Right, I see. Okay. Fucking hell, man. I bet those gaming MOBAs must be hanging if they have controller support.
No idea. Maybe I should try some. But yeah, so I was decimating the people who were using touch controls, and it was actually pretty alright.
Yeah, because you were decimating.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Bet it'd be shit if you were the other guy.
I tried the touch controls, and it was pretty horrible, but there's some very, very large aim assist in there. You can see your bullets just sort of aim at them and, like, follow.
Oh, really? Oh, wow, okay. That's
it has to.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's fantastic. Pretty much it. Oh, we and you, we've been playing the same fucking thing.
We've been World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. And I'm done.
Yeah, man. Playing fucking Vermintide.
Vermintide 2, man.
I mean, Left 4 Dead 4. Wait, 3. Yeah. I tell you what, it's a good game. It's a really good game. Like, they've done well. I didn't play the first one, but I've heard it was like really like there was a lot of problems.
The first one similar?
Yeah, apparently it's like it's the same thing, but they did a lot more things better in this one. They did like loot systems better in this one. They did AI in this one better. Just anything in general. They've just done better UI in general. Fucking everything. Yeah. It's like 1. I think it's exactly like 1, but just better in every way.
It's a continuation from the story of 1 as well, isn't it? So it is a direct sequel, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
But yeah, even, like, I saw Vermintide 1 has now gone down to, like, £3.
So much DLC.
Oh, has it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's where they put so much DLC into that game. Maps. Cosmetics, stuff like that.
Oh, that's good, because I was kind of hoping that Vermintide 2 would do that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, with the success of it, though, they'll capitalise on that. But it's... Honestly, like, I'm happy that it is such a good game, and that even within less than a week, I have got my... I've got my money's worth of that game from an hourly... sense, you know?
Yeah, we're still fucking playing it, though. That's the thing. So we're getting we get so much worth out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I've got 21 hours in, and I'd happily still play it. There's so much more shit I need to do. I need to level up more classes. I need to try out different fucking builds. I need to improve I need to go up to difficulties. I've only gone to the second difficulty. I haven't gone to champion or whatever the next one up from that is.
I mean, the thing is I'm not going to sit here and say that there aren't issues with the game. you know, regardless, not talking about how, like, you could get knocked into some ledge that you can't jump off of or whatever unless you die. Like, that's, you know, that kind of...
That's just unlucky, to be fair.
Yeah, it could be expected. I'm not sure how I feel about the kind of usable ways of gearing up alts by, you know, like, I could farm veteran on my main, get fuck tons of these loot boxes, send them over to an alt and gear them up. They're obviously not going to be as strong, but then you do have level 6s, level 5s. I even had a level 2 who was in champion.
To explain it to people that don't know how it works, basically you get, it's like a bit like Diablo in terms of its loot system, but it's got, at the end, you complete a level, it's like Left 4 Dead 2, or 1, doesn't matter. It's like that, but it's like the Warhammer theme. So it's like more
medieval.
Medieval, yeah. Like fantasy medieval.
Got some magic, some guns, old style bombs, bow and arrows, swords, shields, maces, axes, whatever.
All the Shazam. And basically you just work through hordes of enemies, killing them, fucking slaughtering them. There's so many. As these 5 different classes, you can play as a co-op team of 4. It normally get filled by bots if you haven't got 4 players with you. There's bosses to like big. So just think of Left 4 Dead, if obviously you know what it is.
Yeah, you've
and
got...
just apply that to the theme. It's really good.
You've got mini bosses, and then you've got like kind of big main bosses that have actually got health bars. You get like a chest at the end of each level where if you've picked up certain items, a little bar goes up and the chest gets upgraded to have better loot. When you go up the difficulty, the chest is different as well. You'll get 3 bits of loot in each chest. But the saying it's linked to the Diablo system basically means, so let's say I get a bit of gear that's level 150, or I have a bit of gear that's 150. It means I have a chance in my chest of getting either anything from 145 to 155. Get the 155, it then goes up again from 150 to 160, and then so on. So it's almost your gear level is constantly rising. The chests that you get are capped though, for each difficulty. So you won't get a bit of gear over level 100 in recruit. You won't get any gear over 200 in vet. So it is constant progression. But then basically what you can do, if I want to level a new character, brand new, gear item level gear carries over as well. And that's kind of what I don't like. So my main, right, I could have item level 300 gear. Okay, it'll be about max level, item level 300 gear, whatever. I could then farm a load of chests and stuff, go on to a new character, have that character open the chest, and then have item level 300 gear. And my only weakness is going to be my talent tree and stuff from leveling. And that to me...
There is actually progression, isn't there?
Yeah, you've got leveling progression and you've got gear progression.
Because that was my problem with Left 4 Dead, which it obviously sort of borrows some ideas from. Yeah. So Left 4 Dead was kind of like just fun for a little bit, and then I get really bored of it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's like Vermintide has got a reason for you to stick with the same character. You know, you get from the max level is 30, 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25. There's a talent tree, which you can change. You can actually openly change after every mission.
Yeah, so you can like mix up your builds. It's like it's got a lot of systems around building your character to a specific point. Like I'm playing a dwarf that just has 2 dual-handed axes that just goes mental, and it just has high attack speed. And you can sort of gear your character towards attack speed and crit by just looking at the stats, rerolling if it's not got the correct stats. Because you have like 5 bits of gear.
Oh yeah. It's got a crafting system as well.
Yeah,
it's like, you know,
similar to like the cube in Diablo. You can sort of do stuff. You can reroll properties on like.
All right. So, will there be optimal builds, pretty much.
Yeah, there will be optimal builds for everything, as far as I'm aware, you know.
There's five classes and three specs, so there's a build for everyone, probably.
It's kind of like, this isn't my main, but I'm playing a bounty hunter at the moment, which is like fella with a gun, basically. But you can specifically build to either clearing hordes or clearing bosses, basically, doing, you know, utmost damage to bosses. Same, I'm pretty sure, with my main, who is the elf that shoots stuff. I don't know why I couldn't think then. And I could either, you know, spec into kind of more survivability, or I can spec into kind of full out.
Do you know what it
damage,
reminds
you know?
Me an awful lot of? Killing Floor.
Never played it.
It's more like what I want Killing Floor to be, because unfortunately it gets a little bit boring after a while.
Hmm. Now you've said that. Yeah, I can see that, actually. Yeah. It's like Killing Floor. It's got a lot of systems from it, but introduced into a horde-like progression gameplay where you move through an area. Instead of defending an area, you move through an area instead.
Yeah, but it's got some defense moments.
There is a lot of
like, some hype ones. Yeah,
because you go through missions and they all have like specific objectives to do.
Yeah,
sometimes defend, sometimes just move on, find this item.
Killing Floor, you're just in an area, but so unless you're basically progressing through something.
But this one, yeah, it's okay. It is, yeah, it's really good.
So is Killing Floor kind of like? I'm thinking like sort of Call of Duty Zombies or Gears of War Horde mode kind of thing.
Sort of, yeah. It's just good, yeah. Just think of Call of Duty, but
it's more tactical. It's shorter and wave based, and there is an end boss, and it has more teamwork. It's not just mindlessly killing zombies. There's like different strategies for killing certain types.
Right. Okay.
But yeah,
it sounds good.
Now that you say it, Killing Floor, yeah, I would easily compare that in a lot of ways.
If Killing Floor and Left 4 Dead had a baby in the Warhammer universe.
Yeah. Exactly. That would be it. That would be it.
Nice. It's good. I mean, I honestly don't think for £20 you can go wrong. I would recommend if anyone wants, like, time killer of a game, you know, where you can just have a lot of fun. And the good thing, and you notice your character getting stronger as well, which is always a plus for me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely pick up the game. Because before you know it, you put a few hours into it and you'll be tearing through things. You know, it's great.
It's actually difficult as well. Like, the easy recruit, when you're at that level, when you've got that gear level, the power level, and the talents that are, like, around really early, it actually is quite difficult.
Yeah, definitely.
And also when you're starting off the game, like when you're first learning everything, you actually feel like you're struggling.
Oh, of course, yeah. You're kind of when you first start the game, you'll be running and you'll turn around and realize your team is gone. Very quickly get overwhelmed and you're down, and then your team's trying to report you.
Pretty much.
You know, like you really need to be aware of the shit around you, kind of thing. Because they may run off to pick up a little book thing that gives you increased XP at the end or something, and you don't know it's there, sort of thing. So, but it definitely it requires a lot of teamwork.
Would you say it's quite good on replayability? Like, will you still be playing it in a month, or will you have seen everything there is to do?
Maybe.
Because that's possibly. Like Killing Floor is good. Killing Floor is timeless. You can always go back to it and sort of. Have a laugh on it.
It's similar to like the way Killing Floor. If you want to go and just mindlessly kill or work together and kill this, just work through these missions, yeah, you could easily go back. It's quite replayable. We are there's only 15 missions in the game, so we've played the same mission quite a few times already. And we still really liked it because there's just different ways of dealing with it. It's different, like, it's not like the exact same experience. Sometimes bosses spawn like at this point instead of this point, sometimes barely any. It's just. It's different, and sometimes the missions like slightly randomize it, only slightly though.
Yeah, like sometimes you'll get a horde, sometimes you might get an actual like big boss, other times you may get a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
I did a mission, like, right before we started the podcast, I did a mission where I came in, and I'd shit you not, we took about 10 steps, and this massive chaos spawn boss just jumps over to us before we've even had time to, like, dip our toes in. And I'd never had that before. I had probably done this mission about 4 or 5 times, and I'd never had a boss jump out at us at that level. And it almost fucked us because of how unaware we were, kind of thing, or how unprepared, should I say, we were.
That's where teamwork comes in. It just, teamwork could make that boss so much easier. Work together. Like, we've got a character that can stun the boss, and if you pop a potion that you should get throughout the thing, you can get your knockover, your interrupt, multiple times during it, so you can keep knocking it over and just quickly DPS it down if you work together. It's just like trying to get the right, like, it's just, it is a lot of teamwork. But it also is, you can just be a mindless idiot as well. But you will have to play well for yourself. Like, block when you need to block, stuff like that.
My final important question is there any sort of class similar to the Demolitionist in Kingdom Floor?
Demolitionist?
Yeah.
I'll buy it right now.
Is there? Trying to think.
What is the Demolitionist do?
Explosives, yeah.
Bounty Hunter? With a repeating pistol?
Yeah, probably that's the closest you could get.
He's kind of this repeating pistol. Imagine a sawn-off shotgun, Dan, but with 8 barrels. And what he can do, he's got his right click and he just spins all the barrels round and can shoot them all at once. Like, all as one big shot.
And he can do this. Fuck. I've not looked into most of the class. I've just seen the ones I've been playing.
Probably tell you about most. Going to. But the only one that I don't really know is, like, the Pyromancer. The little magic man.
Magic girl. Woman. She ain't man like woman. A man, but she is the little woman.
They all sound like a bloke. Oh, that's another thing I don't like about the game. They all hate each other. They all fucking despise each other. And I don't know if it's because they've been working together for so long. But I'm telling you. Yeah. It's like, you'll die. And then the person who's reviving you is like, oh, I didn't know you were so crap at this kind of thing. And you're like, what the fuck, man? Like, what was your problem? What have I done to you? Like, they're like exes that have all been in a relationship, though, that are forced to work together.
I think it adds charm to it, to be honest.
Yeah, rather than just being all
nice.
It.
Nice. Oh, I'll get you up. Don't worry. Nah, fuck you, shit, mate. Why the fuck are you getting downed?
I'd like a shit mix. Walking. Yeah, but then it's constant. It's us.
Yeah.
It's us if we were like,
yeah.
Literally, even if on my elf, right, with my bow, I get a few shots. I got the Pyromancer woman going, huh, that shot wasn't actually that bad. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, what is your problem? What have I ever done to you, fiery bitch? You ram that staff up your ass.
I'm sure if you played number one.
Maybe they all used to be nice.
No,
maybe
I haven't they did.
Might look it up. Why do Vermintide 2 people hate each other? But, yeah, I did think maybe it was some kind of racist thing. You got elves, you got dwarves, and you got humans. Maybe they don't all get on. But
It is the Warhammer universe. Everyone is, like, it is a dark universe, to be fair.
Yeah. They all have a mutual hatred for rats.
Yeah, true. That's all that's bringing them together, is that they hate rats.
Anyway, you played anything else other than that? And I know you've played a bit of WoW.
I've played WoW. We're still raiding. We've got 5 out of 11 bosses down on Mythic. Still looking for members.
Constant progression, though. That's always good.
Yeah. To be fair, all the guilds have got to 5 out of 11 that are, like, within, like, worthy. So we need to start pushing, but we need members still, so it's a struggle for us still.
It's nice, because they literally just made it so you can do Mythic across Realm now, which is a hell of a lot more useful.
We can get fucking pugs that just want to join.
I mean, you usually always can, but they don't let you wedge for like the first few months of a new raid coming out. Or they keep it server neutral. So after a while, they let you cross around the newest dungeon raid even.
Start bringing in method members to our raid.
No, they'll DDoS us.
Yeah, other than Vermintide, me and Dan, we've actually played a couple of League games.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah.
There's actually been, bear in mind, we haven't spoke about League, I'm pretty sure, in probably about 3-odd episodes, but...
Let's keep it that way.
Keep it that way. The only thing, come on, man, the Irelia rework.
The two games we played were actually very good.
Yeah. One was nearly a loss, but
they
we came back
were,
from it.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, no, both of them were. The first one, we had issues of the bot lane, but we came back. And then the second one, we were the bot lane that had issues, but we came back from it.
Oh, wait, was that...
That was your brand game.
The brand game. I went like 22-10 as brand support with Ignite. Fuck yeah. And there was someone on the enemy team, someone on our team, who was saying, who started going, oh... If this was a 1v1 game, I'd be Challenger and not Plat. And then she was something like 4-4. And I was just like, sorry, what? Like, because she had a bro lane where, you know, no one attacked any, where they didn't attack each other. So it's like, all right, whatever, man. But yeah, you know, we won't go into it in, or I won't go into it in detail, but holy shit, even if you don't play League, type in Irelia rework and check that shit out because it is fucking astounding.
Man, she's thick now.
She's always been thick.
Yeah, but she's extra thick now.
Fucking was it? Skin Spotlights posted a little gif of Frostblade Irelia, formerly known as Frostbutt Irelia, and it was just a close up of her ass running down the lane. And it's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
They know what we need.
It's so self-aware, man. Other than that, yeah, there were games I kind of wanted to play. I was meaning to go back on Tekken today to check out
them.
Noctis.
That's another game I played, actually. Yeah, I played some Tekken. I bought Noctis.
What do you think of him? I've heard he's odd.
He's very anime. As you can probably guess, he is very anime. He's got so many cutscenes in his abilities. Obviously, you have your throws, which sort of have cutscenes, but he sort of slashes, puts them on fire, and then slashes again.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking his forward two, is just instantly a cutscene where you throw your sword at them and then just and then teleport to them, explode, and fucking knock them over.
Oh, yeah, the little homing move, isn't
the
it?
The warp strike.
Yeah,
it's the warp strike, and it's interesting. He's definitely very interesting. I just don't know. I was trying his combos. He's got some very different abilities because he obviously switches between weapons. Because he's from Final Fantasy 15, where you had that thing where you just have loads of weapons.
Hmm.
Daggers, his fucking spear, his big two-handed sword. Ugh.
It was Aris who was saying. He's basically a Soul Calibur character in Tekken.
Yeah, no, I see that.
And they've made him easy. He's got like a 2-2-2-2-2 spam, isn't he?
You have to knock him over, then do a 4-2, and then do a 2-2-2. And then it slices him in the air. They have to be
right,
in the air, and after you teleport up to them. Yeah, it's weird.
Dan just gone. As soon as he goes on to fighting game news, Dan just goes quiet.
I actually just have an off. And I literally just sort of, my neck sort of kinks slightly and I just actually stop breathing. It's very
now,
useful.
Are you going to get any fighting game? Okay, we're going to transition to this. It was the bottom of the list, but as we're kind of on fighting game news, we'll transition.
No, I'll answer your question. I'm not denying you. It's because I will be bad at them. And I will be angry at it.
So you will... But I haven't even said what game. I haven't asked
any,
what game
any.
You're going to get. You will not get Smash Brothers.
Probably not. No, I don't have a. I don't
Dan's
have any platform
been.
to play it on. I sold
you have
my
a Switch. You sold
it? I sold
it,
yeah. He sold it before Christmas, quite a while ago.
How are you going to get Smash Bros?
Maybe. Depends. There's a lot of games I want on the Switch this year. So I don't know whether I'm going to get it on.
I've decided 100%. I've put money aside for it. If a Smash Brothers special Switch comes out, or at least one with a cover. But then the only games like sorry, go.
you just stopped speaking for like 10 seconds. Sorry for me.
Did I cut out?
Yeah.
I don't need to repeat it because I don't know.
We guessed. Yeah. Fucking yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if it's a new Smash Bros. They've said
it's a new one. Apparently, yeah.
Okay, maybe. I bought the last one to play with Gary, and we did play against each other. But Nintendo and online aren't the most friendly thing.
Did you have to share your 14-digit ID?
Yes, we did.
And
it was on the Wii U.
Where
we are. Yeah, whatever. It felt longer.
Is the Switch better though when it comes to online?
I don't know. Yes.
When I had it. It didn't actually have online, so it did, but it was in very early stages or something. I don't know.
But the thing is, we've got Splatoon 2, haven't we? And where most of that is online gameplay, so surely it must be alright.
Yeah, I think like, you do have friends, but it was very bad. I remember now because you had to have an app on your phone to talk to people. You spoke to people with your phone, yeah.
Yeah, they're not good for online normally.
Nintendo are very out of touch of the modern world.
But even then, I'm not... When it comes to Smash Brothers, like, okay, I may talk to you guys if we're ever... Or whoever gets it, should I say. But I'm not going to talk to people 1v1, am I? Unless I'm going to trash talk the 11-year-old kid and talk about how I'm... shitty is and like, you know, I falcon punch him up the ass.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Captain Falcon, man. Captain Falcon number one main. Here I fucking come.
I mean Dr. Mario. He's the true man.
Oh. Oh, I'm not sure what I think's worse. People who main Dr. Mario or people who main Luigi. It's fucking disgusting, dude.
Fucking love me some Dr. Mario.
But I will ask this. Oh, I've spoken to you about it.
Okay.
I can still never get over why the Smash Brothers community is so toxic compared to any other fighting game. And I'll explain this to you, Dan, right? So there's these videos on YouTube where I get all of my fantastic information from. And it smashes saltiest moments. Okay? Bear in mind, these are 10-minute long videos of just like a minute to 2-minute clips of players in tournaments. They're like 10 minutes long, the videos. So there's a lot of clips. And I'm telling you, these guys, after matches, they're refusing to shake hands. They're sticking their middle fingers up, right in their fucking faces. They're grabbing their controllers and spiking them on the ground, pushing chairs over. I have never in any gaming tournament, whether it be fighting, FIFA, racing, whatever, seen people who act like that. And I just think it's because they're Smash. It's Smash, so they're probably social rejects.
Same.
But you and... I never do that. I'm telling you, okay, if someone refused to shake my hand after me kicking their ass, I'd punch him in the face.
Yeah, but you'd do some drastic things, Wedge.
Oh, but come on, man, they deserve it. Old fucking Greasy Dave who, refuses to shake my hand after I've just, let's say, Falcon punched him up the ass. like, oi. You greasy dreadlock cunt, right? Just because I ice climber grabbed you into oblivion, right? Shake my fucking hand, you dirty bastard.
Well, I mean, is your hand clean?
Ah, boy, scratching bollocks a little bit. But it's cleaner than Greasy Dave's.
Oh, boy, Greasy Dave.
was it? Salty Dave. Salty Dave's hand, who's also probably scratched his bollocks. Doesn't wash his hands after he pisses.
I don't scratch mine, I just blow on it. I blow away all the dust and the itchiness.
I've got an itch! I've got an itch!
I don't touch, my own penis.
Put your hands behind your head. it makes me laugh, but then I do think it is ridiculously sad. Like, I could never be at that tournament. Like, even you got Street Fighter guys like Low Tier God. Man, even they fucking shake a hand at the end. He may trash talk a little bit, but at least he shakes their hand. Like, phone's going off.
Do you know what? Fuck you, Wadge. I ain't gonna shake your hand. Fuck
you. You shake my hand!
Can we shake feet?
Get shut feet, shake feet, shake feet.
Look, man, if you want to play some footsies under the table instead as a gesture of goodwill, I'm very inclined to.
I'd love to, but I must warn you, I'm very competitive.
Oh, no.
What, competitive footsies?
Yeah.
Oof. Like that.
Oof.
You kind of went off a little bit. Hey, moving on. Because I've got no way of... calling it segueing into this. Did any of you guys follow the Drake Fortnite thing with Ninja and all that bollocks? Were you online while it was happening?
It wasn't. No, I wasn't online. I found out the next day.
I just looked, and there was a dude that had so many viewers, and he was just playing Fortnite, and I was so confused. And then I heard about Drake, and I don't actually know what about it.
Really hoped someone knew a bit more about it, because all I know is I clicked on and a guy had 102k viewers, this fella called Ninja. I was talking to Doug about it, like, I've got no clue who this guy is.
Did Drake contact him?
Thought so. I assume they know each other, because this is all because of the cross-platform play, I'm pretty sure, because he was playing on console. On Xbox, I'm pretty sure. So they were able to get some shit going. I've just seen that Ninja fella has now also collabed with Comedy Shorts Gamer as well. So the guy is very clearly well known anyway in the streaming world. I don't like him because he colours his hair. And any streamer who dyes their hair because they're a streamer into some weird colour fucks me off. Went quiet. Hello.
I was looking up information. Apparently Drake just contacted him or something. It wasn't planned or anything.
So they're friends. They've obviously known each other. Well, they know each other, shall I say.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Maybe he is just the biggest Fortnite streamer. And he was like, hey, do you want to play? I play Fortnite kind of thing. Maybe, I don't know, Drake could have just gone on Twitch and been like, hey, bro. I'm Drake.
Thank you for that word.
Wanna play
now
a
I'm gonna
game.
Kill myself.
I want to just veto the topic very quickly and just share some information with Carl. I just got an unstable volcano crystal.
No!
What one? 910?
An 865. So I thought, you know what? I'll try my luck. I'll reroll. And I got an 861.
They're playing WoW, guys. They're playing WoW during the podcast.
You can't prove that.
You can't prove that. I'm just scrolling through Facebook.
Leave you.
So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
I just want to see how it happened.
See, what this is kind of correlating into is I remember Fortnite always used to be behind PUBG. It used to be around like 5 games on Twitch behind PUBG.
Oh, yeah,
when it
was quite
viewers.
Far behind. I remember when it came out, I was like, what the hell is this shit ripoff?
Yeah, exactly. And it was. It was a ripoff, basically.
And went into a stream and it was brilliant.
I got chat banned from someone's stream.
Because he asked, what the fuck, how much did you get paid to play this shithole of a game?
Because I mean, I'd never heard of it, it just happened. And it was like, oh, this streamer's just been paid off to just play this game. It's like, yeah, it doesn't look that good, they must have been paid a hefty amount to play this crap. But, yeah, it's done surprisingly. I mean, the main advantage Fortnite has, it actually has a competent developer team.
Yeah,
with money behind it and experience, and it's free.
Yeah,
so I mean, Battlegrounds had a main issue. It was plagued with bugs and hackers, and still is, and hasn't reprogressed. It took a hell of a lot of time just for them to add like vaulting over walls and stuff.
Well, it's had what do you call it? It's had like a million players banned who were hacking. It was through BattleEye, but then BattleEye came forward and said. They literally admitted, Shay, I was like, yeah, we have now banned over a million hackers. Hasn't really done anything. And then that was it. That was the gist of their article. They were literally saying they banned all these players, but nothing has changed. Which, why would you say that?
I mean, I'm not sure how many are still. I've not really counted many. Or I don't know if I've even counted one. But I think the main issue is that the Chinese realms aren't separated. Is what a lot of people complaining about.
Apparently in China, cheating isn't necessarily frowned upon. If you, as long as you win, you can cheat as long as you win. That seems to be all that the Chinese actually, the Chinese gaming community, should I say, seem to care about.
It's really bizarre.
It is very odd. You know, it doesn't help that as well that you've got like internet cafes as well, and that people haven't actually got, or a lot of people, should I say, haven't got their own accounts and stuff. But you know, it's just the way it is. If they've banned all these people, but I think really the big problem with PUBG is the lack of, like you said, the lack of progression and content. They're not going to get anywhere. Just by adding, you know, they added a new map and that took months of it being in early access before they released it.
I don't even think necessarily content is a problem because, I mean, at its core, it's basically identical to Fortnite, minus the building.
Yeah, but the thing is with Fortnite that it's got for it is games are quicker, the cosmetics and stuff you earn more, I think, or you earn more noticeable stuff. You know, like,
yeah, I mean, PUBG also suffers from that sort of murky problem where all cosmetics are just some sort of shit, grey, dull colours.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
like,
yeah, I mean,
it's just like a red t-shirt or something, or like a black hoodie. I mean, it seems kind of cool, but you're never going to see it from miles away anyway.
Like, I'm making shit up here, but it's kind of like I could get a pink beret in PUBG that will cost me 60 quid. You know, and I'll run around and a few people may be like, huh, that guy looks kind of weird. You know, or like the pinks, was it the red skirts or whatever? They were like 200 odd quid. You know, I'll walk around while I'm there and everyone will be like, whoa. But then it's completely different to me paying, you know, oh, I've paid 4 quid in Fortnite and I've now got this massive pickaxe that's all electronic and it moves and it wobbles and shit. You know, as I run around in a space outfit.
I guess it's the advantage of the cartoon art, so.
But, yeah, I guess so.
Battlegrounds,
I think you could do
like,
that.
Battlegrounds is introducing a new map, I think is like a quarter of the normal size to have more fast-paced games.
Yeah, it's
but
the size
it's
of
be
four
the
big
issue.
Boxes.
Yeah, it's going to be the issue of it's going to take too long to come out. It is apparently meant to be coming out this month, or it might be very soon on the public test realms or whatever they have.
Yeah.
But how long it takes for it to actually come out to live will be another question. Because they are just slow at developing.
Mm. Wasn't it the fella who made PUBG, PlayerUnknown's? He did Armour? Was he working for Armour 3?
I don't have a clue, to be honest. I don't think so. Wait,
well, we're talking about the PUBG dude.
The PUBG developer, yeah.
No, he wasn't working on anything. He was just a random dude that started modding for Armour 2 or 3.
Right, okay.
He just modded for it, and then he made one of the game modes, that like a battleground, and then he created his own.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Then he created his own player. It's like an Irish dude, I think. And yeah, he was just creating that.
Alright, I see. Also, the developer is PUBG Corporation.
Exactly.
Wow, okay. Show.
I mean, yeah, I think he is just inexperienced. He just got very lucky with a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. See, this is kind of a thing. Like, I do feel to make a good game, you need to either be creatively gifted or be a gamer yourself. And it really just seems like PlayerUnknown just... Oh, it doesn't seem like he's a gamer. He doesn't seem like he knows what gamers want. You know, God knows how much the company's worth.
The game was wildly successful for quite a long time.
But it was all that they had. That was the thing.
There was no competition, yeah. But I think it's good that Fortnite's sort of shitting on it a bit now, because it really sort of encourages like more development.
Yeah.
They sort of maybe took it a bit too easy for too long and fell behind.
A lot of companies.
You had so much shit, though. Like... You had, when Thingy came out, when Fortnite came out, PlayerUnknown's was threatening to sue them.
Yeah, they were, because stuff, Unreal, you know, like, it was something to do because Fortnite was using the same engine.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So, there is a verbal, it's kind of like an unwritten agreement that Epic Games will never copy a game from a developer who uses their engine.
Yeah.
Whereas, and they've obviously done. So it's kind of like, even though it is a massive dick move, you've got the argument of they're not copying a game, they're copying a genre. And then also the fact that it is unwritten. You know, hey, if it's an unwritten agreement in the law, they don't give two flying fucks, you know?
Yeah, I mean... It's hard to say it's a copy because Fortnite literally has more features. It's just
a good example.
Yeah. I mean, even with the building and stuff when it came out, it was a good evolution of an already existing concept.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And they came out very quick with it. And I mean, they are actually just extremely successful from this because obviously they get all the money from Fortnite. And also, they're also getting all the commissions from the sales of Battlegrounds because obviously it's using their engine. So they are profiting from both successes.
Yeah, they are being cheeky bastards. They are really, really cheeky bastards.
I'm just waiting for the announcement of the original Fortnite game to be basically done and not be released. Because it was just a game mode, isn't it, for Fortnite?
Yeah, which is still in early access, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You still have to pay for it, for the Founders Edition to play it.
Yeah, you do, but I strongly expect in the coming months that they will actually just abandon development for the base game.
I think, that's the thing, though. If they make it free to play, I would like to group up with four or five people in the Fortnite world and hack through zombies in like a kind of third-person Left 4 Dead building fort-style thing. Because when the Founders Edition was first announced and people played it, the reviews were very mixed, but there were some people who really liked it.
I mean, I'd never heard of it.
No, it's kind of... I've been listening to Enemy Podcasters. Podcasts? I don't know. And they were... You know, and some of them were playing it... Oh, sorry. Quite a few of them were playing it. And it, like I said, the reviews that they were all having were completely mixed. Some were saying the tutorial was too long... Others were saying that, you know, it's actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. But then it's a little bit too... a lot of shit going on. A lot of, like, in your talent trees. Like, you've got a talent tree, and then your talent tree has a talent tree, and then your fort building has then got a talent tree, and then you've got, you know, some form of, like, in-game currency that you spend on shit that has a talent tree. Like, you know...
I get the idea.
Sort of thing, like... 8 years of content where like 8 years of development seems like they've literally just gone, let's have this, let's try that, let's try this kind of thing, you know? But whatever, you know, if it goes free to play, I'm going to fucking give it a go.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose. But yeah, it's a good job they made the Battle Royale because it's gained them a lot of publicity.
Yeah.
And money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Wish I had money.
It's just kids love getting their mum's credit, like mum's credit card. It's
Shall we make a bet on when we think the first Fortnite plushies will be released?
Oh,
similar to Minecraft.
Minecraft took a while, to be fair.
Waiting for the Fortnite pops to come out.
Oh god, yeah. Fucking yeah. Figures, yeah, I give you that.
But it doesn't count if you buy it from, like, some sort of weird store or something. You have to, like, be able to walk into Tesco's or something and see it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, God. It won't be long.
Proper commercialised public Fortnite merchandise.
I'm guessing by July. If the game hasn't died July, I'd say.
Mm.
You could walk into Tesco's and get your Fortnite fucking Fortnite merch.
Plushy pickaxe or something. Merch.
Oh, the plushy pickaxe, yeah. Ugh, the blown up pickaxe, if that.
Mate, I am getting my 300 quid replica pickaxe, life size, fully sharpened, okay?
Even the handle.
Oh, even the sharp handle. Ah! I am not beating around the bush with this shit, man. I will go full out and walk around in like a space outfit or as a knight.
You.
I don't give a fuck. Oh god. Are we calling it there, or do you want to talk about the issues with Minecraft quickly? What do you guys want?
I'd rather end it, but you can talk about it if you want.
That's very quick to mention it. It's quite interesting. So a lot of schools in the UK were having some issues the other day because of a bomb threat that was called in by some Minecraft server hosts. I don't remember the exact technical details, but some Minecraft server host tried to attack another server by pretending to be them and calling in a bomb threat and demanding some cash.
Wait, didn't they say it was 400 attackers?
I don't remember. It was all very silly.
Hang on, I've still got...
There was actually no bomb threat, it was all a hoax.
Yeah, okay.
The children were killed.
So
it was a pleasant day.
Yeah, so it was basically, a set of servers got DDoS. They blamed another set of servers and then just started sending all these bomb threats. It was 24,000 emails
to more than
400 schools. Oh, sorry, against more than 400 schools in the UK that led to evacuations. And they were basically... So the server that they were blaming was called Velt PvP. And on the email, they were saying, send $5,000 to payments@veltpvp.com or a bomb will go off in 3 hours.
Mate, and kids are getting smarter.
It does. The thing is, though, reading the email, it does sound like it was written by a child to an extent. But damn, when
just
you say
amount of money.
The guy's 17.
Yeah, I think so. One of the owners of a bunch of Minecraft servers. He's 17.
Yeah, just thinking about it as well, like $5,000. It's not overly a lot of money.
It's not. It really isn't. So you can already know it's like, okay, he's an idiot. He's not asking for much.
I mean, I've suddenly come to the realization I need to start hosting Minecraft servers.
They make money. They make bang.
But didn't Mojang change the policies for hosting servers like last year? You're not allowed to offer advantages.
You're not allowed to send bomb threats to schools. You know, I'm sure it's probably written in there maybe somewhere.
Maybe.
Can I send them to hospitals?
Oh,
actually send the children to hospitals or send bomb threats to hospitals?
A little bit column A, a little bit column B.
Nice, I like it. Okay, so this is the thing as well. If you do not send the money, !, we will blow up the device, full stop. Our site has all the information needed, veltpvp.com, close bracket. If you try to call the cops, we will blow up the device on the spot. Any attempt at defusing it yourself will cause it to explode. Load of Asian-y looking writing, payments@pvp.com, @veltpvp.com, like, ridiculous.
Fucking love it.
Before we end, I want to find out if anything actually happened. Okay, his name was Carson Callan. He was 17 years old. He has a team of 50 people managing 10,000 users a day.
Fuck me. So
Is this Felt PvP or is this the actual attacker?
Felt PvP, yeah.
Okay. Literally, these guys just don't seem to understand. Got some shit here of the guys talking about it. People have been caught, one attacker, it's not clear whether the same as the one above, expressed regret, kind of, for the threats. Then says that you need to have thick skinned or you'll get exploited. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Man, I'm telling you, if you are over 16, you will lose sleep when you have got some massive guy bumming you up the ass in prison, you dumb cunt. You utter fucking moron. Wait, police did not say specifically that they were pursuing the hoaxers, but it's reasonable to assume that they are. So they know who the hoaxers are. But they obviously don't know that the fact that they can't even type properly. They obviously don't know how to, they've probably sent the emails from their homes. I'm pretty sure if you wanted to do a hoax like that, you would buy like a really shitty laptop for 120 odd quid or whatever and go into an internet cafe far away, just so that it can't be traced back to you. But baffles me. It really does baffle me that these people think that it's acceptable to do that.
I mean, I have exams in about a month, so I know what I'm going to be doing.
What, you're going to send a bomb threat to your
to my exam? Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Say it specifically in the exam.
Unless you pass the growing, I will detonate the device.
Just send money to a bunch of boys.
I'll solotape an LED to the top of my calculator.
Oh no!
I want to point out before I get arrested, I have no intention of blowing up a university, so please please do not arrest me.
There will be one listener who actually does it.
I mean, you can really get in some serious shit for saying stuff like that on Twitter or Facebook.
Oh, you can.
I want to point out absolutely that I am not blowing anything up.
Go on, guys. Go and DDoS some Minecraft servers and tell them the slab sent you.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Can you actually DDoS by sending... I know you send blank pockets of information. Kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Can you actually send, things? Just, mass amounts of porn?
It can be anything. It just needs to be a lot of communication.
So
just packets or something, yeah. Packets of pings or something. It just needs to be enough of it. if everyone tries to load the same web page at the same time, which frequently happens whenever a small company gets linked to on Reddit, everyone clicks the link and the servers just stop working for a few hours.
So I could send let's just call it pockets again. Just packets of porn and Tekken 7.
You could get things. A nice botnet farm and all at the same time decide to just send loads of porn videos to something or upload them or something and it'll crash their servers.
Yeah. See, now, okay. I'm on that article that you sent. Okay, I've literally just seen in in writing, Sea of Thieves. So it's got popular, PUBG Mobile, Sea of Thieves, Fortnite, Overwatch, Surviving Mars, blah, blah, blah. This is PCGamer.com. Sea of Thieves review. Sea of Thieves exploration is a lot more fun than it was in the beta, but how long will the fun last? Then it says, they were talking about how this game isn't Rocket League that I could put 10,000 hours into before getting bored. Most games have a stopping point. Okay, a fucking sandbox game that you've paid 50 fucking quid for.
I see a lot of people comparing it to No Man's Sky.
Yes. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
I'll pick it up when it's really cheap for the 2-week trial.
Wasn't No Man's Sky decent, though, after that update?
They did actually follow through, and they put out a lot of fucking updates. And it's apparently much better. How much better, I don't know. I don't care. I haven't looked into it, but I've heard that it is in a reasonably good state now. The developers tried.
See, I did get really annoyed. I was going to buy it, No Man's Sky, after the update.
I mean, if you were interested in it, I would recommend looking at what they've added and maybe consider buying it, because I think it might actually be worth a purchase now.
Well, this is the thing. I'm not going to get it unless it has gone down again. And the reason was, it went down to £20. They then released the update and it went back up to full price.
The developer is still a massive cunt and I despise him.
Who is the developer? What was...
I don't remember his name, but I remember his smug fucking grin when he lied to everyone.
About talking about the multiplayer and that bollocks. Yeah. Still has a 5 out of 10 on Steam reviews. 2.5 star out of 10.
Oh, I want to point out something you just reminded me of. The fact that Sea of Thieves is on the Windows Store is, I wonder if it's to avoid the refund policy. Because on Steam, everyone's entitled to a refund within X amount of hours, I don't remember. But I don't know if that's the case on the Windows Store.
Fuck. Yeah.
So I wonder if they know it's shit and they're trying to exploit that.
I was actually thinking about that literally either. It might have been last night whilst I was at work. I was like, even for the full price, I might have thought about picking it up if I knew I could refund it. Surely Microsoft must have a refund policy, though. Maybe not as easy. But if I had only put an hour into the game and I said, look, it's not what I expected, I don't want it. They can't. Surely. Oh, okay. Maybe they can.
Most apps, games, movies, TV shows, and books purchased in the Microsoft Store on Windows 10 or Xbox One are non-refundable unless applicable law states that you're eligible for a refund. So in theory, you should be entitled to a refund in the EU if you can prove the game is not as described. But if you're in America, you're fucked.
Brilliant.
But then, I guess... they never said that there was more content than there actually was. I just think people were hyped for this amazing-ass game that...
yeah, I guess. I mean, suppose they haven't been like a No Man's Sky and actually lied and sort of said it has more content than it has.
Yeah,
they have been pretty outright about it. The only reason why, Mikko, you haven't brought it, because we made that decision by looking at what they were showing us.
Yeah, it is really weird, though, because it does seem like we've put some research in and very quickly seen that there is a potential of a lack of content here, that this shit isn't going to, or will be fun, but won't be fun for very long. But then people have still gotten incredibly defensive over this.
Yeah, well, some people are very sort of hostile. They like their opinion on something and they stick to it. And if you insult their belief, they'll get very aggressive, even if the game hasn't come out right.
Yeah, if I feel that, to be honest, man. I pay £50 for a game and you guys downright, you know, outright insult it. I get defensive over it, especially if I actually like the game or if I want to like it, you know?
I mean, you're completely wrong, but you will defend it. I mean, not you specifically, but a lot of people.
Oh, anyone playing Sea of Thieves?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're enjoying it, that's great.
But, it's been out for a couple of days, isn't it? So
we'll pick it up for free. We'll have a play of it, and I guess we can say our opinions on the next podcast.
Yeah, no, it's a really good idea. I like you. I like your thinking. Right, should we call it there, boys? I think that's a good pod. I like that.
I love pod racing.
Right.
I'll leave on a note of your dad day.
Tune in next time where we wax Carl's armpits.
Tune in next time where I've DDoSed over 17 Minecraft servers. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.